Assalamu alaikum, darlings. Welcome back to the Over Tea Podcast. I'm Halima, your host. And today's tea is a little something special to brighten your day. It's called Sunshine. It's a delightful blend of chamomile, lemon balm, spearmint, lemon, verbena, and linden. And believe me, it is really like sipping on a ray of light. Sunshine is my go-to when I need a little pick-me-up or I need to brighten my day. I definitely recommend it. It is something that will bring warmth and clarity to anyone's day. So go ahead, pour yourself a cup of tea, and let's dive in. Before we get started, I do have a question for you. How would you describe yourself to someone that didn't know you? Think about that for a moment. What words would you choose? How do you see yourself in this very moment? This is where our journey begins today. I would like to touch on a topic that's kind of been floating around in the air lately. Definition. Namely, defining who we are, what we want to be, and how to get there for some of us. I received a heartfelt question from a listener that sparked today's discussion. She wrote to me about her admiration for the qualities that she sees in others and how on her journey, she would like to embody some of those traits herself. But here's where she's struggling. She doesn't know how to start or where to start, how to take the steps to evolve into the person that she aspires to be. She gets overwhelmed and a little scared. She also spoke about procrastinating in the face of change, which is something that so many of us struggle with. Fear will make you procrastinate. It'll make you stop in your tracks. And we'll get into that. I want to start by inviting her and all of you to an alternative perspective. Many people speak about what they are becoming, which I can relate to. I've spoken many, many times about the woman I am becoming. I had to sit with that and really think about what I was saying. Because words and word choice, they matter. Do you have to become a better person? Or are you already a better person who needs to make some adjustments? The idea of becoming someone can feel daunting. It's almost as if we are trying to step in a role that doesn't quite fit. And that's where fear can sometimes creep in. But what if I told you that you may not be becoming? You don't have to become something. Instead, can I invite you to the thought that you might be revealing who you've always been? I don't believe evolution is about changing into something else. It's about uncovering the layers, learning from experiences, and revealing the true you, the one that's been there all along. Each experience, each challenge, and each moment of self-reflection is like peeling back another layer. You're getting closer to your core and to the pit of who you are. But here's the thing, the process of revealing is lifelong. You will be evolving, and every time you meet a new version of yourself, you're going to grow and bloom and blossom. You don't wake up one day and suddenly you're the person you've always dreamed of being. Remember when we were kids, some of us, you would get excited about being a new age. So here your birthday comes around and you can't sleep because you're going to be 10 tomorrow. And then you wake up and you feel exactly the same. I know I experienced it. I wanted to be old so bad, honey. And I would wake up and I'd be like, I feel exactly like I did yesterday. Like, and it was like I went to bed like this epiphany was going to happen and I was just going to bloom into something else. And I think we low-key do that as adults too. And the reason why is that because the process is lifelong. You're always learning yourself. It's a journey, one that requires patience, self-compassion, and most importantly, staying true to yourself. And let's talk about admiration for a moment. It's natural to look at someone else and think, I would love to be like that, more like that, or I would love to have this character trait. And that's okay. It's beautiful, in fact. Admiration can be a powerful motivator and space for inspiration. But it's important to remember that you are not them and they're not you. And I say that knowing that we know that, right? We know that I'm me and that person is that person. But really know it. We are all created in an equal way, but we are not created identically, and we are not equally appointed. The qualities you admire in someone else may be a reflection of their purpose and their path. Allah, in His infinite wisdom, place certain attributes within them for a reason specific to them. And likewise, He's also placed a plethora of beautiful qualities within you. The key is to recognize those qualities and nurture them. There's nothing wrong with admiring beautiful character traits of others. But before you start there, really learn what you admire about yourself. Admire, what do you admire about yourself? What do you love about yourself? And I'm probably going to ask this a couple of times during this podcast, but I really want you to think about that. Now let's sidebar for a moment. I want to give a little light to something that can also be harmful during this journey of discovery, self-discovery, imposter syndrome. For those who may not be familiar with the term, imposter syndrome is the feeling that you're not as competent or as talented or what others think that you are. It's that little voice in your head that says you're not being true to yourself, or you're a fraud, or you don't belong here. This can be particularly harmful when you're in a period of self-discovery, and it often comes up, but it is very rarely spoken about. And I get it. It can be embarrassing to have thoughts about you not being who you say you are. And it can make you doubt your own worth. It can make you doubt your abilities. But let me tell you, you do belong. You are worthy. And the journey that you're on is valid, even when it feels uncertain. So don't ever discredit the work that you've already put in. One other thing that's so important to be aware of is staying away from defining your identity based on other people's thoughts and opinions. We can spend a lifetime hoarding other people's perspectives of us to the point we falsely make it our own story. there are times when those perspectives may have validity, but be aware of absorbing so much of what others say about you to the point that you get lost in that. When you allow others to tell you who you are, you open the door to imposter syndrome. You start to doubt your own voice. Sometimes you don't even recognize your own voice. You start to doubt your truth, and it can even lead up to people pleasing because you constantly are trying to uphold someone else's idea of who you are. And baby, that is a dangerous walk to walk. Instead, I implore you to focus on what makes you uniquely you. Spend time discovering the qualities you admire about yourself, because there are many to admire. What do you love and admire about yourself? So back to the question at hand. How do you begin this process of revealing your true self? How do you start to evolve, bloom, grow into this person you're meant to be, you are meant to be? Here are a few steps that I hope help you on your journey. First, self-reflection. Take time to sit with yourself and reflect on your values, beliefs, and passions. What drives you? What brings you joy? What are the qualities you admire about yourself? Write these down and revisit them often. There's actually an activity in my workbook, it's called Stepping Into My Purpose, that helps you to identify your core values and beliefs. And this activity is actually applicable to not just self-reflection, but anything that you might have a value or belief about. I highly recommend, in the space of self-reflection, taking a moment to identify what you believe and what you value about you. Next, set intentions, not goals. Now, we love goals. We love them. We also love putting things in their proper place. And in this particular activities, goals can be sometimes rigid. And when we don't meet them, it might be discouraging. Instead, how about we try on setting intentions? Intentions allows for flexibility and growth. On some days, you're going to need to be an oak tree, firmly planted, standing tall, unmovable, 10 toes in the ground, okay? Other times, you will need to be like a willow tree, blowing and stretching to the wind. Intentions are like the willow tree. They are more so about focusing on the journey, not the destination, because there is no destination here. You will be learning yourself for your entire life. Also, embrace small changes. Evolution doesn't happen overnight. It didn't take you overnight to get where you are. It took a lifetime. It took many years. A series of small changes, a series of small decisions over time can lead to big transformation. Start with one small thing. Maybe it's practicing patience. Maybe it's being more mindful. Maybe it's speaking kindly to yourself. Maybe it's constantly saying and believing in that dua. Celebrate small wins also. Life gets busy. Sometimes we feel like we're drowning. I mean, lately for myself personally, I am literally my head is just above water at this point, okay? But one thing that I do is I celebrate the small wins. They keep me going. They keep me motivated. When you guys tell me that you love the podcast and I get great feedback, those small wins, I have a cup of tea, honey, and I am like, you know what? Okay, maybe this is a thing. Also, seek inspiration and not comparison, right? Admire the qualities in others, but don't compare yourself to them. You are you. Instead, let their strengths inspire you to discover your own strengths. Remember, we all have our own paths, and each one of us has a path that's beautiful in its own way. We are equally designed, but we are not equally appointed. Do what you are appointed to do. Pay attention to that. You may miss your blessing looking at the appointment and the life and the path of someone else. Lastly, but for sure not least, surround yourself with positivity. The people you surround yourself with can have a huge impact on your journey. Surround yourself with those who uplift you, who see your potential, and who encourage you to move forward. Those people that remind you of your Lord and of your purpose. That's what you need to be around. People, places, and things that bring you positivity, peace, and calm. As we wrap up, I want to remind you that you are unique, you are special, and your journey is your own. No one else in the world has your journey. There are like, what, 7 billion people on this planet? And baby, you are the only you that exists here. You have to walk in that. Don't let the fear of the unknown and uncertainty stop you from revealing and embracing the truest version of yourself. Keep moving, keep growing, and trust that you are exactly where you are meant to be. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM. What qualities do you admire about yourself? How do you see yourself evolving? You can visit our new website. Oh, hey, we got a website, y'all. www.overtpodcast.com. You can submit your answers there. You can DM me. You can also ask me questions or talk to me about topics that you would like to discuss in future episodes on the contact page of the website. You can also find the teas that I sip on and browse the carefully curated items that I've selected for you in our online shop. There will even be links to resources like books or different things that I mentioned during our chats. So be sure to check those out in the shop as well. Oh, there'll be a links page for those. And remember, evolution is a journey, not a destination. Stay in motion, stay true to yourself, and let your light shine. Until next time, darlings, stay resilient. Keep embracing your true self. And never forget how truly remarkable you are. Thank you for sharing time and space with me. And we will chat soon, inshallah.